Phil Hendry Show. Yes, the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. On the line with me is Harvey Wireman. He's an attorney at law. Today, the jury has deadlocked in the very strange case of Emil Matasarano's kids. They're suing the police, the Los Angeles police, because they say their father was allowed to bleed to death after a bank robbery. That he could have been saved, his life could have been saved, had the police gotten him medical attention. This is a man, this is Mr. Matasarano, who had just held up the B of A in North Hollywood and led police a merry chase, a running gun battle, 11 officers wounded, 6 civilians wounded, nobody dead, thank God, other than the two bank robbers. And with me is Harvey Wireman, an attorney at law, and a listener, Dave, who's an aspiring LAPD officer, who are arguing, essentially, that the kids deserve money because this event was televised. This bank robbery was televised. It was televised to very, very high volume of viewership, that there were a lot of people watching this thing. The TV stations that televised it stood to make a lot of money. In other words, big ratings get big salaries for big stars. And in this instance, Emil Matasarano was a big TV star. Is that right, Mr. Wireman?
You better believe it, Mr. Henry. That's exactly right. As odious as that may sound to you, as incomprehensible as that may be to your listeners, that's exactly what happened. Mr. Matasarano made a hell of a lot of money for a hell of a lot of television stations, for the networks, and there were a lot of people watching it. So if you don't think this guy deserves money, if you think his kids don't deserve any money, then the television stations who made money off of showing this thing, and the news anchors who made money off of showing this thing, then they don't deserve any money either. Now, that's the point. I realize that your listeners don't quite get it.
I get it, and I don't agree.
I don't care whether you get it, Phil. The people who listen to your show don't get it. It's a concept that's too beyond them. This is something that I've noticed about your show when I come on.
Here we go. We're going to get a speech now about how, how far, high and mighty your theories are.
No, I just noticed your listeners a little slow. Every time I come on your show and I bring up a concept that's revolutionary. Excuse me for just a minute. Baby, Starbucks. I bring up a concept that's revolutionary. The dimwits that listen to you don't get it.
Oh, well, I get it, okay?
Well, explain it to them.
You're saying that because this was a big news, this was a huge entertainment value, the televising of this bank robbery, that the guy deserves money, his kids deserve money. It's breaking news, okay?
It's not breaking news. It's goddamn entertainment. Now, you better get that, okay? And your listeners ought to get it, too.
All right, let me go to Palm Beach on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil, let me talk to this wannabe cop from L.A. Dave, are you on?
What do you want, sir?
Okay, he knows nothing about being a police officer. As a police officer, of course, you want to catch the biggest bad guy you can find or go to the most exciting scene, but no cop wants to go up two AK-47s. Ask the 11 cops that were shot that day, did they want to be there? Did they want to be a part of that excitement?
He's okay, well, that was a point that we sort of made a long time ago. Thanks for calling. Alpharetta on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil. How are you? I'd like to, first off, address a couple things. Harvey Whiskey Throat over there, buddy, Starbucks nothing. It's shit. People dimwitted when you're sitting here making a career as being a bloodsucker, you know, trying to make money. You said it.
Okay, what has this got to do with anything that we're talking about, okay?
This is what I mean, Phil. The stupid assholes that listen to your show don't understand what I'm talking about, okay?
Phil.
I'm talking about this guy making money.
Okay.
For the TV stations that showed it. Forget about me. You want to make this some personality clash so you can get out your cute lines about Chevis or whatever. Call some other show, okay?
Okay.
I'm talking
expert,
about this cop.
Expert,
I'm talking about this cop.
Good.
The cops that shot this guy or whatever. This guy's kids deserve the money, okay? Fine. Why was it on TV? Why was it on TV?
Excuse me?
Okay, you know what? You're right, Harvey. Nobody knows what it is we're talking about.
No.
1-800-449-8686. Let me ask this question.
It's because your listeners are stupid.
No, it's because we have to... It's too... Nobody knows what we're talking about, all right? You're talking about some concept about paying bank robbers for robbing banks, all right, because it gets a lot of ratings.
And it's a concept that your listeners don't get because they're too stupid. Okay?
Well, maybe if I explain what it is that you're trying to... forget it. I'm not going to explain it. I don't agree with it. And
no, you don't want to explain it. I'm making a goddamn good point. Okay?
By the way, that kid Dave, did he hang up? Okay, so we don't have him on the line. Here is what Mr. Wireman is trying to say, is that the bank robbers get a lot of people. Why don't we ask this? Why are these things televised? They're televised why? Because of entertainment value or because it's news that people ought to have?
It's entertainment value, Phil. That's it. All right,
so anybody driving into North Hollywood by mistake who could get shot... flipping the show on isn't going to save their life?
Phil, all they got to do is, they're driving up to North Hollywood, is they got to, run into a police roadblock. That's what's going to happen. So the TV doesn't need to be on. I'm telling you that what happened there in North Hollywood was high entertainment value, and the cops ought to be paid. The kids ought to be paid. Maybe even the cops ought to be paid.
The cops are already paid.
All right. Well, the cops are already paid. Give money to the kids. They lost their dad.
All right. Anyway, thanks for coming on, Harvey. I can't...
Well, is that it?
Yeah, that's it. It's such a goofy concept, man. I can't talk about it any longer. And maybe it's something for people to think about. Maybe we could put it up on a website. I don't know. Craig, you watch all the TV chases. You watch every TV chase there is. And we were talking about it during the news. The guy that... got shot down near the border in San Diego on the day after Thanksgiving. The dude in the tank. All of those chases that end with death. How about the guy who blew his brains out on the freeway? All of these things are viewed by millions. It's very compelling television. And I guess the question has to be asked, are TV stations now beginning to use this as entertainment fill? Or is it really news? You see, just because they got a news anchor covering it, just because there's a guy in a suit and a bad rug sitting there and saying, well, it looks like he has the gun to his head, it doesn't necessarily mean it's news. Now, they want you to believe that it's news because it's a newsman covering it. And so they have the news people there. But are these things really news, or are they now being used as a much, much better replacement for Facts of Life? What's happening? Shirley Hemphill's big ass. I don't know. And that's something to think about. Because if that's the case, if they're generating revenue, if TV stations are generating revenue by showing chases because they're more entertaining than Jerry Springer, if they're generating revenue by showing bank robberies because they're more entertaining than whatever it was they were, Regis and Kathy Lee, then maybe these guys do deserve money. I don't know. But I'm not prepared to think about it right now. Harvey, screw off. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. (1-800-449-8686). This is the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. So, start paying these guys. That's what Harvey wants. Come on. It's like that TV show network. Remember, what was it, Jeff, the movie network, at the very end, they shoot Howard Beale? Was that the guy? He wasn't getting ratings, so they shot him. Boy, there's a real good idea. That's a great idea. It's all right if it happens to me. God, just think of it, man. You wouldn't have to suffer half of these jackasses, myself included. We have a bad book, just come in and blow my brains out and put in another guy in a seat. That's good. That's a great idea. It's a great idea. It ought to be legal to shoot a guy with bad ratings. Do you know how often new faces and new voices would be heard and seen on the airwaves of this country if we shot people for lousy ratings, especially in this town? Oh, my God. There'd be Rick D's, and then everybody else would be brand new. Rick D's and then everybody else, the whole spanking new lineup for every TV and radio station in this town, every single freaking book, because they're shooting them for bad numbers. It's entertainment, and that, and OJ, if nothing else, we owe him some money for that Bronco thing. Okay, you know what, Harvey, Buddy, I kind of see what you're talking about now. I really, honest to God, I do. In a way. I don't know about this Mata Serrano guy. He's a real pile. But that Bronco chase had to be one of the most viewed television events in history. I mean, one of the most widely viewed television events in history. What else? Tell me what else. As a result, Larry King. I was watching Larry King the night that that happened. Speaking of Disney World, I was laying on my back at the Polynesian Resort Hotel at Disney World, and I was watching Larry King, and he had two clowns on, and they were talking, yapping their guts out. And the next thing, well, we have, that's O.J. and the Bronco there. There he is there. And they had him going down the road, and I'm going, holy Jesus. I'm watching this thing, and I'm thinking, this is cool. I mean, I had that baby, and I had room service delivering a club sandwich, two bottles of malt liquor. I was beautiful for the rest of the night watching this. And I decided that night, I wrote out a check to O.J. for $1,000. I mailed it to him. That's the greatest damn TV I've ever seen in my life, O.J. Here you go. There's $1,000 talent fee. There ought to be a talent fee of some kind of these guys. I go out there, I put my rear end on the line, I rob a bank, whatever. I got to do battle with the cops. I'm taking bullets. I'm taking all kinds of fire. I go to jail. I just provided millions of Americans with some of the greatest television they've ever seen, and I'm in jail? At least let me become a member of SAG so I can get into that pension and welfare thing they got going on. And that guy on the freeway with a shotgun, and the guy in the tank, and the guy on the bridge in Miami in the school bus. I guess it doesn't happen anywhere else. All I can think of is Florida and California. That's it. Is there anywhere else? There was one that happened in Wisconsin that was out of sight, man. This happened about 6 years ago. Two guys robbed a bank and took off in a van. And there was Wisconsin State Police and maybe some local cops, like County Heat, something like that. And this van is screaming ass through a police roadblock. And there's guns out both sides, both windows, and they're firing away. There's a guy driving, and he's firing away at the cops because it turns out the cops are on the driver's side of the van. But there's two guys in the car, so there's only one gun, and the guy is like, I got to drive and shoot. Help me, Eddie. I don't know what you're doing. Guy on the other side, he couldn't do anything, right? So finally what happened, what you would think would happen, happened. He crashed it into a tree. And you're watching this, oh, my God. And you hear the guy's like, I can't move. The cop's going, get out of the car, get out of the car. The guy says, I can't move. I broke my arm. Tough, get out of the car. I don't care if you broke your brain. Get out of there. That was up in Wisconsin. And I remember watching this and thinking, the guy driving that getaway van, not that I don't endorse bank robbery, but if you're going to do it, you should do it better than these two jackasses because something messed up. They had a guy driving and shooting. Will you help me over here? What are you doing, man? Well, I'm navigating. Now I'm shooting and driving. This guy's got a shotgun and a rifle. He's shooting and trying to drive. It goes into a tree. It's impossible. Next time, drive the van in such a way so as to have the cops on the side with the guy who's not driving. How about that? This guy went right by two Wisconsin state troopers. And they just filled this van full of bullet holes. And I remember seeing puffs of smoke coming from this rifle in the van. The guy had no chance. But it was tremendous. And the proof, of course, is now that they are on video. They have the greatest chases, the greatest shootouts, the greatest bowel movements, the greatest... They have it all. You can rent it. America's Most Wanted, America's Least Wanted, Cops, Heat, Fuzz, Dick, whatever. And you can rent this, and you can watch it for time, till the end of time. You can watch this stuff. You're telling me that's news? Can't be news. At least not according to Harvey. That's entertainment, and that's why we watch it, and it makes a lot of money for a whole lot of people, and we got a big bang out of that thing. But I guess most people would say, and myself included, hey, screw that guy that robbed the bank, okay? You know what? You gave me all kinds of entertainment. I appreciate that, but you're breaking the law, so you have to work for free. You had the fun of shooting at the cops. The guy's kids, tough break. My dad was kind of a slob, too. Let me tell you something. My old man croaked. I didn't get a nickel. consider yourselves lucky. You're getting a little notoriety. Somebody's going to kick in for you, okay, kids? If I may just address the Matasaranu kids. First of all, kids, if I may, I don't know who you are. I'm sure you're nice little kids. First of all, keep your grandmother out of the cameras, because that toothless hag is not doing you any favors. So first of all, that Matasaranu, that old bag, oh, man, she's cracking so many freaking lenses. You guys are going to wind up paying for new cameras, all right? Before you get any money from the LAPD, Channel 5's going to sue. Because that old hag's kisser is cracking lenses across this big, wide, beautiful country of ours. So keep her off the TV. That's number one. Number two, let me give you a little bit of advice. My father croaked. He didn't rob any banks. He should have. Then he should have buried the money in a shoebox. Guess what? I would have had a couple of bucks. As it turns out, I didn't get anything. Now, did my old man die because of somebody's negligence? I don't know. I'd have to talk to some of his wives. One of his many wives. Maybe they didn't treat him right or something. But the bottom line is sometimes your old man croaks and you don't get left a nickel. That's the way it is. I think you guys are way ahead of the game. So long as you keep that old bag of a grandmother off the screen, I think you're way ahead of the game. Somebody will write a book about you. Who knows? Become a cop. Have you seen that grandmother? Oh, my God. She's like something out of Fall of the House of Usher. Have you seen her? You know, first of all, they're Romanians. You know who used to live there, don't you? A guy by the name of Vlad the Impaler. There's another cat by the name of Dracula. Okay, so they're not too good-looking to begin with, all right? A lot of black hair, a lot of pale skin, a lot of, you know, listen to the children of the night. My son, Nadia Kobanich, do we need to go on? And Nadia, and who was that clown that they used to have as a prime minister? That Ceausescu, oh, what a barrel of laughs he was. Have himself some fried chicken, he'd go down the block, maybe get a little bit of Popeyes, then he'd turn around and, a couple of firing squads today, baby. Then he'd go back down the block for some more McDonald's. Yeah, Nadia Comăneci was the healthiest woman in Romania, and even she looked like she had TB. This woman was a gymnast. She had, oh my God, she must have had, the most health anybody could have. She had great aerobic, a great cardiovascular system, and she looked like she was dying of leukemia while she was on those bars. She had the big black circles under her eyes. Well, a pretty nice rear end, but... Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Excuse me. So Romania, yeah, hell of a place. We got from the LAPD to Romania, because the guy that robbed the bank, his name is Matasaranu, and there was Emil Ceausescu, and there was Count Dracula, and there was Nadia Comăneci. That's the extent of what we know about that country. I understand it's pleasant this time of year. They got those Carpathian Mountains. Some guy I know, he actually led some listeners over there. This used to be the big thing to do on Halloween. You'd have a radio station promotion, go to Transylvania. Well, yeah, okay, that sounds like fun. But fact is, in those days, it was a communist-controlled country. So you had a machine gun up your rear end for the whole trip, right? You'd get off the plane, and there'd be these guys in these Mao hats with the big red star and a submachine gun, the barrel of it, shoved right up the Royal American, okay? You want to go to where? Vlad the Impaler, what the hell? Jesus. What do you got there? Marlboro? Let me have one of those. Okay, maybe we'll see what we can do. Jesus. And I had to quit smoking. The only way you get around this world is with Marlboro cigarettes. It's the only way you get anywhere. When I was in China, I traded Marlboro cigarettes for Temple of Heaven horse crap cigarettes. I got 5 packs for 1 Marlboro pack, man. Let me tell you, these guys, these Chinese, were trying to lay this stuff on me. I got Temple of Heaven, you dig? No, man, I smoked 2 of them last night, okay? I just got out of the hospital. I just got out of the back. I just climbed off that gurney. Do I dig? Emiliano carries Marlboros all the time. Our great Emiliano Limon. Because he's traveling all the time. He goes to Baghdad and crap. He's laying them. Yeah, forget about that. With all due respect, you're not supposed to smoke or drink if you're Muslim. Try telling that to some of these cats that Emiliano does business with. He's over there in Tehran. You know, he makes his way around the world pretty good. And when he's in a Muslim country, a country that you would call predominantly of the Islamic faith, those Marlboros go pretty fast. Ain't nobody over there walking a mile for a camel. They're sitting on a man, but they ain't walking for one. So, So anyway, I got these Temple of Heaven cigarettes. It's like they rolled up horse crappers, so I don't know what they were trying to do. Just a big fat joke. Marlboro cigarettes. So anyway, these guys go over to Romania and they go to Vlad the Impaler's castle or Count Dracula or some bull crap. It's a way of making a couple of... It's a way Romania was trying to, you know, actually... I mean, what exactly is the gross national product of that country? What is their export? It's like Bulgaria. What? And I'm sure there's somebody who can tell me there's a grand illustrious tradition in history associated with Bulgaria. I wouldn't know what the hell it is. It sounds to me like they were way better off as communists. Way better off. You ever seen a country in your life that was far, far better off under communism than Russia? Why they ever switched and went over to that democracy thing, those guys hadn't got it right in 10 years. It has been nothing but hell. Hell to pay, man, when they went on to that democracy kick. What's GOP, mail order brides?
Gross national product.
Oh, mail order bride. GNP is the mail order bride. Bulgarian mail order brides. Hello, my name is... And the only problem is, and I'm sure that Taylor is such a pervert, he probably goes in for that kind of thing, but I don't know. I just can't get off on, you know, betting some woman who hasn't eaten in 3 months. You know, it just... Taylor said, he's ripping out every mail order bride ad that he sees, okay, just to get a look at him. He's got pictures coming in the mail. We've seen them. And they're all very pretty, but there's a little tuberculosis going on, you know. Just some consumption, not bad. This is Anna. She's one. Well, we just got her out of the consumption ward. I met a girl. My wife was interviewing women to clean our house. Yeah. And this one girl, she shows up and
she's from Hungary, you know, and she's very small and thin.
Very pretty, but she looked like she'd been living on... roots and berries. You know, she'd come here. She'd like walked here from Hungary. The stories were, you see, one of these days, and maybe it won't be very long from now, Americans are going to find out, maybe it's just the cycle of life, but we're going to find out what the rest of the world's been talking about. Hey, nothing like walking someplace, you know? I mean, we had a girl working for us for a while because, as you know, my wife thinks we're rich, so she just goes out and hires girls to, I don't know, sniff my socks, stuff like that. And one of them had walked here from China. I said, how do you, I don't know, don't tell me, I don't, you know. Well, how do you, you don't know, I don't want to get into it. You walked here from Tibet? How do you do that, man? I mean, this other girl had walked here from Guatemala. Walked! See, it's almost embarrassing to walk in the United States. You got to have some kind of a ride, right? You walk anywhere, you might as well be shot, you know? People just might as well pick you off as you're going down the street. What are you doing? You're walking. If you're walking more than 3 blocks, I'm going to shoot you. Is that it? Yeah, I'm afraid it is. Goodbye.
It won't fly, but you made a point.
You know, it, whatever. So this chick had walked here from Hungary. And she was about 90 pounds, and she'd been, you know, every now and then she'd dig in the dirt for like a potato or something, eat that raw, looking around, casting her eyes about in the middle of the night while a hoot owl is just, ooh, you know, and just living like that. And finally made her way to America. Finally made it through the border. Came up here. Came to the big city. Finally, living on roots and berries, drinking gutter water, sipping out of the rain gutters of people's homes, digging in the ground for insects to live on. Finally made it here. My wife finally hires her, and I fired her the next day. Just, to, you know, to see how it felt. What do you want me? You're fired. Get out of here. Now walk back to Hungary. Because I'm a punk, a slob, a fat American, and I don't know truly what it means to suffer. And none of us really do. Good evening. I'm Phil Hendry. Welcome to Assholes Are Us, America, the year 2000. George W. Bush is running for president. What was the story I read about this guy? Something along the lines of, we ought to do something. It was a criticism of the gas prices. And this guy, George W. Bush, said, we ought to do something about rising gas prices. We should become less dependent on foreign oil. And I thought, this is a gem. This guy laid out there, the original thinking coming from this guy is just knocking me down, man. We should become less dependent on foreign oil. Here we are, 2000, I think is the year. Yeah, the year 2000 had a gas crunch in 1980, another one in 1974. Gas prices are up to about $2.50 a gallon, although according to the economists, inflation, well, if you adjust for inflation, it's not as high as it was back in 1981 when it was like $16 a gallon, whatever the hell it was. Every 5 years, some guy comes along and says, we should become less dependent upon foreign oil. Then, now, George Bush's dad had a pretty good idea. And I asked this question last night. Naturally, nobody's got any answers. I'm not looking for any answers. I'm just throwing it out there. We fought a war, Gulf War, for the price of freedom when it came to oil. So we could go over there and just set it. I thought we fought the war so we could set the price. Hi, we're America. Didn't we just kick your ass? Yeah, okay. That means, well, what do you think? $3 a barrel, okay? But you can't do it. Well, come on. I'm going to drop another bomb. Okay, whatever you say. Good. Perfect. We're back to World War II. We're telling everybody what to do. This is great. Yay for us. Yay for us. Don't make me use that smart bomb. Boy, you guys are real assholes, you know? Yeah, well, we're Americans. God damn it. You know, we have this oil, this is a natural resource. This is for us, you know. And, well, no, it's not. No, it's not for you. Why can you say that? Why can you say that? Why can I say that? Because I'm an American, I'm a dickhead, and I go everywhere I want, do everything that I want, kick whatever ass I want, and take what I want. But this is my oil. This is my country. Oh, shut up. We'll scud you. We have scud. Oh, you have scuds. Well... we have a Patriot missile.
You prick.
No, maybe I am.
Why, don't you have shame?
Only when I'm bathing. And I don't want anybody in the room with me.
You know, I'm going to get together at OPEC. We were going to lower production.
No, you can't.
But I'm going to do it anyway.
No.
I'm going to do it.
You're not allowed to. Well, this is a quandary. We don't know what to do, man. We won that stinking war. They went ahead and tightened down that production anyway. And so, you know, we're screwed. And so here comes George W., and he says, well, we should become less dependent. See, it's the only jab he can take at Gore because the economy's so good. He can say, well, we should become less dependent on that foreign oil. And other original thoughts by George Bush. I'm voting for the son of a bitch. I'm telling you that. To me, just knocks it out of the park. That's the one that I was looking for. I was looking for that one thought. I was looking for that one concept and idea that would connote some original thinking, some uniqueness of idea and positioning here. And when he said we should become less dependent on foreign oil, I said, that's my man! That's my man! And if we don't become less dependent on foreign oil, let's start a war! We'll go back over there and reassert the point because they didn't get it the first time. Well, I ain't less dependent on foreign oil, man. I put $30 worth of gas into my car today. And Kuwait, aren't they in OPEC? They are, aren't they? These cats owe us big time. Now, come on. You got to be telling me. Are you trying to tell me that they at least they can't spring? Open it up, baby. Come on. Give a little.
No, we're in OPEC.
Well, you owe our asses big time. Don't you remember the Iraqis throwing babies in incubators out of windows and ripping out all the gold toilets and stuff, all that stuff that we heard? Don't you recall that highway to hell? You guys owe us big time. Ah, forget it. God damn, when I'm spending $2 a gallon, those Kuwaitis at least can make. I say just the big-ass pipeline from Kuwait to here. They ain't selling no oil to nobody but us. Under cost. It's Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. From the producers of E.T., Jurassic Park, and Poltergeist, comes a motion picture sure to warm the hearts of all Americans. You Owe Us Oil. Give it up, or we'll turn you to glass. Oh, man, we hate you. A major motion picture about the Clampets. What happened to them? Remember, they discovered oil, too. Why don't they give a little? That dirty, stinking, blood-sucking hayseed, Jed Clampett. I'm paying $2 a gallon, and Clampett's over there having himself a good time in the cement pond. Come and listen to a story about a man named Jed, huh? Poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. Then one day, he was shooting at some food, and up from the ground came a bubbling crude, oil that is. Black gold, Texas tea. I just spent $2.09 a gallon. Where's he at? Where's his oil? How's he helping his countrymen? Not at all. Where are the Clampets? Well, he's got to be dead by now. Did Ellie Mae inherit the business? Or Jethro, maybe. And he's sending that crap down to, what is he doing? He sent it up to Canada? Where's Clampett Oil, man? Those big, rich oil fields in West Virginia. When Clampett was shooting at that food and up from the ground came that bubbling crude, and they're piping that crap up to where? They're sending it over to the Chinese. We're in the middle of one of the worst gas price problems that we've had in years. Big, and the Clampetts, I hate them. Jed Clampett is scum. Produced by Steven Spielberg. And starring Buddy Ebsen. Oh, I'm sorry, he's dead? All right. So Jethro took over the business, huh? Yep, that's what happened. And Granny, she's still alive. There's no way she dies. She never dies. She's still there just, you know, whatever. She's skinning roadkill and going out to the cement pond. After 40 years, she still ain't figured out it's a swimming pool. Jesus. Someone help the poor woman. Here's a pistol with one bullet in it. Take it into the room where Granny is. Help the old woman. Release the catch, release the safety on your revolver, and assist the old woman out of this world. Into the next.
Jed? Holy jeez, what's that?
You know? What happened to our shotgun sound effect?
I'm totally just ignoring.
I don't know where that is. Oh, God. So Jethro didn't inherit the business, neither did Ellie Mae. I don't know who that leaves, Miss Jane Hathaway? And that guy Drysdale. Not Don Drysdale? No, Cliff. Cliff Drysdale? Oh, he's the tennis guy. What was Mr. Drysdale? Who cares? In any event, he's got his money in, or they've got their money in his bank. They're all dead, and he's still holding on to that crap. All that new development out there, that West Side stuff, that Marina Del Rey thing, that's all Jed Clampett's money. And Mr. Drysdale is back in the deal. And who's that guy that used to hang out there? Rip Rock? What was that cat's name? That rock star, Dash Van Riprock. God, he took a piece of the action. Meanwhile, I can't keep gas in my car. Because the Clampets sold out to a bunch of cats in bed sheets. God! God! Why? Oh, why? Come here, Granny. I said to come here.
What are you going to do?
Jed?
I don't think you should have.
Shut up, Jed.
Well, what you going to Saw you, Mr. Hendry. What?
Oh, Jethro, how do you do? Shake hands with it. Miss Jane?
Well, I don't.
You dyke. Ellie Mae? Get your clothes off. No, I'm joking. Oh, I'm not joking? Okay, thanks. My producer says I'm not joking. Yeah, that's for my producer. That Miss Jane with that whole dyke act, don't give me this crap, she was into Jethro. Nancy Culp, wasn't she related to Robert Culp, the actor? Oh, I better not. Okay, I'm not going to go there. The point being, though, that, you know, the Clampets, man, they, whatever, okay? One 800 449 8686. So anyway, right about now, they ought to be getting on the old plane. I think they're picking up a plane. The plane's leaving at 9 o'clock. They're on their way, the wife and kids. And I haven't heard a head nor tail or hide nor tail, whatever, however you say that, from my wife about whether or not she needs the cash that I got in my pocket so she can tip bellmen and valets and all those kinds of guys. Has Maria called at all? She's getting these kids organized, man. And like I said, they were just bummed out. There's some kind of a depression. Maybe they've never flown a long way. They asked me, well, is the plane going across country? I said, yes, it is. It flies across America. It's going to dip down a little bit over the Gulf, and it's going to land in Orlando. And then you guys are going to Disney World. You're going to be on a cruise ship. You're going to go to the Bahamas. I mean, this is so great for you guys. And they're just staring at me like, what are you talking about? We deserve this. We're kids. We're American kids, and we're white. Of course we get to go to the Bahamas. I said, this is wonderful. Your first opportunity to be waited on by black people. Now enjoy yourselves. See, when they do that, that's when I lay out this stuff about how the plane's going to crash. It's not, you know, I mean, I don't mean that to be cruel, but I want to kind of level them out a little bit, just balance their world a little bit. Just because they think they can walk around like their stuff doesn't stink, okay? Have some little kid that looks like alfalfa shine in their shoes. Some little guy wearing that buckwheat cornroll thing going, why don't go ahead, shine my shoe? Well, look at that, man. I didn't know I could do that. I'm only 10. I said, look, just to balance things out, there's a good chance your plane will crash. How about that? The stabilizer, something about that? You know, you've been hearing in the news. The kids are talking about it at school. The teachers are making you read the newspapers. Stabilizer. Do you understand what that means? Rear stabilizer. Or maybe some guy named Rashid will say, turn plane around. By the way, that cat named Rashid with that bacon burger, big wow. I got a little news flash for my Muslim friends. Not everybody named Rashid is Muslim. Some cat there in the Burger King commercial named Rashid was talking about how he digs eating pork. So some people were upset about that. Some of the Islamic faith were upset. No Muslim eats pork, which I understand there is a prescription against that in their faith. Does that automatically mean a guy named Rashid is Muslim? See what I'm saying? Not every cat named Jesus is a Christian, is he? Well, all right, I guess he is. There can't possibly be a guy named Jesus who is anything other than a Catholic. There can't possibly, can there, Craig? Other than members of your family? Can there actually be a guy named Jesus who is anything other than a full-bore Jesus freak? Let's find out. Maybe there's a guy who lives in Chechnya, a Chechenian rebel named Jesus. You know? Oh, well. Come and listen to a story.